Hi, I'm Aldias in Medium, and thank you so much for tuning in today. I want to try to bring religion and spirituality closer together, and this is what this pod is all about. I will talk about my own thoughts and feelings, as I am both LDS and have spiritual gifts, something that I have had my whole life, but I always thought that it was hard to combine these gifts with my religion. This has torn me into two directions, and I have talked to many people who feel the same way. I can't choose not to have my spiritual gifts, but I can choose how I use them. And I always want to use them for good and to help others. I believe my heavenly parents gave them to me for a reason. So, this is me. Join my quest for knowledge.
The Sun. We recently had our stake conference and our stake president gave a really good speech. I will try and convey part of it to you using my own words, so here it goes. Imagine being outdoors. The sun is shining brightly on your face. It's so bright you need to cover your eyes as you turn your face upwards. Everywhere around you, there is a blue sky. There are trees and green grass, air to breathe and birds chirping. It's such a good day. You look around and you see that you're in an orchard with ripe fruits hanging from the branches of the trees. You go and pick one. A pear or an apple, or maybe a mango or an orange. There are fruits all around you, and you pick one and taste it. The flavor of the fruit. You can feel the taste. It's so much, a full taste, and the fruit is warm from the sun. The sun, the source of all living things. It's what warms up the earth, makes every living plant grow, and that keeps us alive. It gives us a vitamin D to our skins and gives us day and night. The sun, this shining object in the sky that lights up our day and fills it with wonder. The sun that keeps us alive. Without it, we would be cast into darkness and cold. This earth would perish, and we all would die. The sun, the one that our Father sent to save us. The sun, our Savior and Redeemer. The sun, who died so we can live again. The sun, who covers us in love. The sun. So every time you look up at the sun, you think of Him, the sun, and recognize it's because of Him that we live. We are in His light and in His love. Because of our Heavenly Father's Son, we, His children, can be the Son, our Son. Our Relief Society lesson today was about Jesus Christ being our treasure from the October General Conference. And I shared this with my sisters in the branch I grew up and felt like sharing it with you too. Our stake president said it in a little different way, but it had a huge impact on me. So after traveling to my hometown to spend this weekend with my family and just got home, I took a little break from Men vs. Women Part 2 to just convey this message from our stake president and to all you. The sun, our sun. Be the light, share the light, spread the light, shine.
This is my journey. Thank you so much for keeping me company today. Please download, like, share, and subscribe, and help spread the light and spread the word to expand our community. Let's bring more love, peace, and unity to this world. Take care of yourself and your loved ones. Always be grateful, kind, and loving. Be brave and remember to step out of your comfort zone and smile. If you support us on Patreon, you will get access to our meditations and extra materials so you can download them as MP3. Also, we now have a Facebook group, which you can access from our Facebook community. Please answer the questions as you apply to participate. It will be a safe haven where we can keep discussing religion and spirituality, our spiritual gifts and self-development. Remember, one person can make a difference, but together we can change the world.